I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Authorities in communist Laos are holding three American Christians for disseminating religion without approval. Due to the sensitive nature of the situation, Vision Beyond Borders identified their volunteers only as Wayne, Autumn, and Joseph. Until further notice, they're guests of the provincial capital, but without their passports. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with Voice of the Martyrs USA, says,
"It appears that the U.S. Embassy there in Laos is involved in the situation. So the U.S. government is aware of what's going on and is working on behalf of these three Christians."
At this point, Nettleton says probably the most significant thing we can do is pray.
Pray for these three Americans that are being detained, and we can pray for the protection of any Lao Christians that were their contacts or were working with them.
And Christians in the Arab world are typically the minority population. They've learned to handle sensitive topics with care and wisdom, especially in one particular area, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Promoting a pro-Israel stance comes across as political and actually damages the gospel message in the Arab world context. George, an Arab Christian with Program for Theological Education by Extension, recommends that Christians with a heart for Israel consider outreach in the country.
Whoever wants to benefit from Jesus, faith is the way to do this. So he needs to understand that. I mean, the Jews and Gentiles need to be saved in the same way, which is through Jesus, faith in Jesus.
Pray that God's love would be known throughout the Holy Land. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.